So I'm going to invite you all just to allow your focus to drift inward. And to connect in with your breath. Invite each inhale a little deeper into your abdomen. Allow each exhale to release. As you breathe in, just take the opportunity to connect to that place within your heart. And invite your mind's eye here to see everything from a place of calm and curiosity and compassion. So this meditation will be an opportunity to get to know one of your firefighters. And just let your system know that no exiles will be forced to come out or be exposed here. We're really just taking an opportunity to get to know a firefighter, inviting our curiosity and compassion for it. And at any point, if it starts to feel like too much, you can just ask for some space for what's happening. A good breath and some space just to see it more clearly. If the firefighter senses that it has to defend itself, that's when it becomes more intense. So reconnect with your breath. And from this space, take a moment now to check inside to see if there is a firefighter part that could use some attention. Or if you're having a hard time connecting with that, you might just notice some behavior that you do as a reaction that you don't like, or that other parts of you don't like doing. Again, they could be milder, like jumping in with a sarcastic comment, or one that engages in some more destructive behavior. So just staying with your breath, just turn towards this part that's showing up for you right now. And just see if you can invite your curiosity and desire to get to know it. And perhaps as you're doing it, even acknowledging how you've misunderstood it in the past. So as you connect with it, notice where you feel it in or around your body. Just focus on that space. Breathe into this space, offering your breath like an olive branch to connect with. Not to change it, calm it, get rid of it, but simply to be present with it and breathe. Ask it what it would like you to know. Ask it about its job, what it does, how it's trying to help. As you listen, notice how you're feeling toward it. And if you're feeling okay being with it, feeling that calmness or curiosity, compassion, just continue to offer your loving gaze upon it. If it feels overwhelming, or if you experience anything other than that curiosity and compassion, it's a sign that another part has come in to try and protect. So just ask that part to give you some space And in your mind's eye, give yourself some space just to see it more clearly. Again, being clear that you're not trying to turn away or get rid of. Your space will actually help you see this part more clearly. Ask it if there's more it would like to share with you. Ask it what it fears would happen to you if it didn't come in and do its job. Continue to be aware of how you're feeling towards this part. And if it feels okay, ask it where it first learned how to help you in this way. Perhaps it wants to show you a memory or sometime when you were younger that it learned to do this. And you can ask it what parts it's trying to protect you from. What more vulnerable part in there is it trying to protect you from having to feel again? Stay with your breath. Gaze upon this part, offering your love and compassion. And if you would like, you can invite Jesus into this space with you and this part. And in that same way, not to come in and do something, but just to be with you and be with this part. And just notice what Jesus does, how he is, his presence. Connect in with your breath, and in this final moment, let the part know that you appreciate it. Thank it for its efforts. Thank it for this opportunity right now to get to know it a little better, perhaps in a new way. And if it feels right, that you'd like to continue to get to know it better so that you can help unburden it further. Just staying with your breath. Just reconnect in gratitude for this experience.